Outstanding warrants afflict upwards of 60% of the city of Boise's estimated 220 chronically homeless people. The warrants are among the biggest obstacles homeless people face when they are trying to get their lives back on track. A lot of these warrants are for minor issues, but the warrant could land them back in jail, which many times can derail any progress that's been made to move someone's life forward. Well, that's where Jody Peterson with Interfaith Sanctuary and other groups who help our homeless population come into the picture. Peterson looked to another Pacific Northwest city to see how they're dealing with this issue, and she came back to Boise with a plan. That plan, it's a new program called Monday Meetup. Joining me live in studio to talk about this is Jody Peterson, Director of Development and Special Programming for Interfaith Sanctuary, and Judge Dan Steckel, a magistrate judge in Idaho's 4th Judicial District, which encompasses Ada County. Welcome, both of you, to the show.
Thank you.
Jody, I'd like to start with you and tell me about why a need for a program like this first, and what is the program?
So the need is based on, you know, we serve 164 homeless people every night at our shelter. And in the last couple of years, we've worked very hard to identify what groups are being stuck. Why aren't they getting out? And we develop programs around that. So one of them is employment. So we created the work program with City of Boise. Families were struggling. We created the daytime programming for families. The other group that was really suffering was those who had any kind of citation or warrant. We might get them moving forward and actually get them employed, but then they have an open warrant, they get picked up, they go to jail for 3 or 4 days, and they just lost their job. They may have missed their housing meetings, so now they're no longer on the housing list, or they background check to get a job, and they're bounced out, or they're bounced out of housing because of these open warrants. It was minor incidents, but because they're homeless, they happen often. And so we felt like we needed to somehow circumvent and create a more user-friendly system for our homeless to manage themselves back out of the criminal court system.
Judge Steckel, how often do you see people with minor warrants? And we talk about explain what we say about minor, because I think sometimes people wonder like, oh, you're just going to let some criminal out back out on the street. Can you explain what you're seeing in your courtroom?
Sure. You know, we see these folks every day, quite a few of them in arraignments every afternoon. And it's anything from open container to camping in public to more significant things. But the ones we're going to be able to, I think, most easily help are these folks with the really small things, which are because they don't have a good place to drink.
Or sleep. Yeah.
So I do want to clarify that this program, it's called Monday Meetup. It does not include people with serious violations.
Well, we have programming in place to meet with them. And what we're trying to do is create more success for their probation requirements. And so that's part of the Monday Meetup, is if you're on probation, supervised, unsupervised, some of the requirements can actually be done right at our shelter now. So that's where Monday Meetups is basically one day every week that brings every social service you can imagine that could help someone who has something to do with the criminal court system and allows them to navigate it without trying to find transportation, without trying to come up with fees, and without being asked to sign up for time-sensitive things without access to a computer. They don't have a calendar. So the system basically was created and it was failing them. And so what we decided to do was bring all the pieces into one building.
So explain that, because you saw this happening in Spokane, correct?
Yes.
And so tell me about what they were doing in Spokane that kind of put a light bulb in your head saying, we could do this here.
Spokane has what is a much more formal program, which is a diversion court. My hope with working with all of these agencies is that we can get there. So I'll explain that program and then let you know why we started with this program. So diversion court means that the police and everyone else has agreed upon a diversion ticket. So if they're writing a homeless person up for an open container or trespassing, they actually can divert them out of the criminal court system and move them to diversion court, which means they go to the downtown public library where a judge and a prosecutor and a public defender have set up a mini courtroom every Monday. And instead of looking at jail time, fines, and things like that, they require supportive services. So,
what do you mean by supportive services?
Housing, employment, health and welfare, connecting with food stamps, mental health, and drug and alcohol treatment.
And so in order then, if this is a diversion, they have to agree mm-hmm. to all of these steps.
They're opting in to basically say, I want to rehabilitate instead of go to jail. And they're allowed to make that decision. One of the big things about Spokane that makes it so successful is they have expanded Medicaid. So when someone
is told—
They don't
fall into the gap.
They don't fall into the gap. So when someone says, yep, I'm going to elect this, they're immediately in a drug and alcohol treatment program. They're immediately seeing someone for their mental health issues. That's a piece that we don't have right now. So when I said that we created what we could based on who we are, there's some stuff that we don't have. They also have a big supporter through Catholic Charities, which provides 330 affordable housing units to this programming. Wow. So they're getting them into housing, they're getting them into treatment, and so their program is basically diverting them completely out of the criminal court system and back into real life.
We're speaking with Jody Peterson with Boise's Interfaith Sanctuary and Judge Dan Steckel. We're talking to them about a new program in Ada County to help our homeless population. It's called Monday Meetup. If you have questions about this or comments, we would love to hear from you, and we will take your comments and questions and talk about them in our next segment. You can email us at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Tweet us, KBSX 91.5, hashtag Idaho Matters, or on our Facebook page, Boise State Public Radio. So talk to me, Jody, about then what is Monday Meetup? What does that look like, since it is not to the level of what you're talking about in Spokane with diversion court?
So Judge Steckel started to sit in on these meetings and kind of brainstormed a way for us to bring some relief without being able to actually move the court to another location. And so basically every Monday we have a public defender, a prosecutor, and a probation officer that comes to Interfaith Sanctuary along with recovery programs, mental health treatment, education. You can sign up right there for the Park and Rec program. So we've brought access to rehabilitate and also get them a process to get out of the court system by being given community service or doing education. Everything can happen at Interfaith. The shelter has now become a certified community service location. So when a homeless person has been given 8 hours of service for their ticket, they can do that right with us.
So you can help them put that together.
Exactly. And they don't have to get transportation. They can sign up right there on Monday. So the PD and the prosecutor meet about the citations that were brought in, which this happened yesterday. And then they say, okay, I think with 8 hours of community service and two group sessions with Interfaith, we can let this one go.
And Judge Steckel, what do you think that something like this can accomplish from the criminal court system?
Well, I think everyone's a winner with this. I mean, so what we do right now is the Boise police are really good about not hauling someone in on a first incident. But eventually, if a person accumulates enough tickets or is problematic, they're going to get brought in. It costs about $80, $90 a day to house one of these people.
In jail. To $90 a day.
I think it's closer to 80, but yes.
Okay.
And we're seeing the same people over and over again. It takes officer time. It takes a lot of resources. And then they may fail to appear in court. They get arrested again. And what Jody's doing now is helping cut down those days of jail, helping to cut down the time in court and all those resources, and getting them the direct help they need. So I think it's going to significantly cut down on the on court costs and expenses and jail costs and expenses, and get people the actual help they need rather than just spending a night in jail.
And Jody, is that ultimately the goal, is to get people back on track?
Absolutely, and to do it in a compassionate way, because when you follow someone through the systems that's been set up for them, you can understand very easily why they're failing. And so we want to actually help them not continue failing. It's not their fault. Based on where they're at in their life, this is too hard. So we want it to make it easier.
But some naysayers would say that it is their fault. How would you answer that?
A walk in their shoes for a day. The stories, there's so many of them. How they end up there, it's not what they planned. No one wakes up and says, when I grow up, I want to be homeless. It's just, there's so many reasons that get people into this position. And the support, the supportive agencies, it's confusing. It's hard to navigate. And that's what Interfaith Sanctuary has really picked up on is, in the beginning, you're not sustainable. You need a lot of help. But once you get the right help, you do become more self-sufficient, and then you're creating a more successful human being. But by not making it easy for them to do the necessary steps, we're all part of the failure.
Outstanding warrants afflict upwards of 60% of the city of Boise's chronically homeless people. The warrants are among the biggest obstacles that homeless people face when they are trying to get their lives back on track. This is where a new program comes into play. It's called Monday Meetup. And my guests in studio today are Jody Peterson. She is the Director of Development and Special Programming for Interfaith Sanctuary. And Judge Dan Steckel, a magistrate judge in Idaho's 4th Judicial District, which encompasses Ada County. Jody, let's talk about when you first came up with this idea in Boise. You had gone to Spokane. You had seen their diversion court, how successful it was, and thought, we can do this in Boise. Then you talk to people at Interfaith Sanctuary, the people that use your sanctuary. What was their reaction to this?
Well, they're always a little bit tentative. They're often presented with many new ideas and programs that don't often deliver what they need. So they're always very skeptical and self-protective. When you talk about court systems and prosecutors and public defenders and probation officers coming into their building, that creates some fear at first. They had to understand that this was actually compassionate programming, that understood that they needed to see these people in order to get back on track. And so no one was here to disrupt them. It was actually to smooth it out for them. And so yesterday when we did our first Monday meetup, I was telling Judge Steckel, you know, they know me really well. They were nervous. We had the public defender in an office, you waited in line to go in, and they were really scared. And when they came back out, they just lit up because Susan was so great with them, and they were being given a real solution where they were just kind of trying to navigate around it and not go and do the right thing because they were scared. So it alleviated their fear immediately and put them on a road to success.
And Judge Steckel, what was it like from your perspective seeing Monday Meetup for the first time?
You know, it was really great. We didn't know what to expect. And I do want to commend the Public Defender's Office and the City Prosecutor's Office. I can't talk.
the City Prosecutor's Office.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For participating in this. And they did a great job, and they were very excited about it. We ended up seeing seven people being helped yesterday with a total of 15 citations. Of those 15 citations, the city dismissed 7 of them outright, and the remaining 8, they gave folks things to do to get those other ones dismissed. So that, to me, was a success. I didn't end up seeing a single defendant because we're going to get the ultimate success of them getting the treatment they need and getting their cases dismissed.
And there is something to be said about, you've used this word, Jody, compassion, but even within the court system, that compassionate aspect. Is that important when you're dealing with the public, especially when it comes to, you know, minor issues, even if they've built up over time?
I'd like to think so. You know, what's really nice about this, I told Jody a couple of months ago how frustrating it is to be a judge working with these folks because we don't have many tools. We can put them in jail, which is not the best solution. We can fine them where they usually can't pay. And there's just very limited treatment opportunities for us to sentence someone to. So Jody is able to provide that stuff all under one roof where we can essentially pre-sentence them to get the case dismissed, where they can do these things, get the help they really need, and keep them out of the system. And that's the most compassionate thing we can do, I think.
And Jody, how do probation officers and police officers feel about this? Because, you know, they're the ones having to keep, especially probation officers, they have to keep track of people when they're on probation. I would assume this is a big part of their job.
It's such a huge part, and it's a big frustration. They are not finding success when being a probation officer for someone who's homeless, for this very same reason that they're not getting to court, because it requires fees and transportation and the ability to organize yourself. And so Mary Garcia from Misdemeanor Probation was there yesterday. She was slammed all day. The people just stood in line waiting to be able to check in. She's going to be the probation officer for our homeless community, so that check-in can happen every Monday. You no longer have to get to your probation officer's location. And then we have the community service in place. And then we have Recovery for Life and TIDES Treatment Services. They do the support groups right in our shelter. They're doing our classes to help with mental health and with drug and alcohol. And so that's part of the requirements usually with these citations. And so they're getting them knocked off right then. So everything's under one roof, and now Mary's all of a sudden being able to see a path out as opposed to spending a lot of money trying to find them. They're coming to her.
We're speaking with Jody Peterson with Boise's Interfaith Sanctuary and Judge Dan Steckel about a new program serving Ada County's homeless population. It's called Meetup Monday, or Monday Meetup. I put that in there wrong. Monday Meetup. Meetup Monday sounds good, too.
It's cute.
We would like to hear from you. If you have questions or comments, you can always email us at idahomatters@boisestate.edu, tweet us, KBSX 91.5, or on Facebook at Boise State Public Radio. Jody, how in the world did you get all of these people to agree to do this program?
You know, it's funny. I get that question a lot, and honestly, I think they were waiting for someone to make the call, because every single organization listed on this card, it took one phone call to get them to say yes. And they all showed up at the same meeting because they all experience the same frustrations when it comes to this population that they really do want to serve, but they just can't access. And so health and welfare and even CWI with their GED program, like, these people want to be able to serve this population. And there was immediate callbacks, immediate email responses back. And then one day we all sat in a room and we were like, hallelujah. We were so happy to be connected. And I would say the same for the PD, the prosecutor, the judge. Everyone wants to be better at this. And the only way to do that is to bring us all together and work together to help one person at a time. We all know the same people now. We're all going to be working together on that same person's story. And that's a village.
Judge Steckel, is this hopefully getting people out of that cycle? Because like you said, you tend to see the same people coming back into court.
Sure. I absolutely hope so. And I think it will. I mean, not everyone. But if we can help a few people, that's great.
What about the fact that, and we hear this, that, you know, it's just another handout. It's just another handout for someone. And, you know, it's taxpayer dollars. I mean, we've heard those arguments. What do you say to that, Jody? Because you know there are people who feel that way.
They're having to work for it.
Yeah. here's an interesting story based on my trip to Spokane. They've set up some meetings for me so that I could understand them for the staff that came with me. The head of the police department, the head of ER for the Spokane Downtown Hospital, the fire chief, EMS, and probation. And the reason why they had me sit down with all of them so that they can tell us how much money they're saving based on this type of court. The supportive services, the high users are being supported every week. And so suddenly they're not using EMS and emergency services as much. The police department is not having to manage near as much of the day-to-days because these people are getting checked in and they're getting moved forward. And so the reason why Spokane is successful and now has a second location, it comes down to the economics. It's saving the court system. It's saving the jails. It's saving the hospitals in significant ways. And that's my hope. That's how I usually have to work to get a community mm-hmm. behind it is I'm not just doing this for the person. I'm also doing it for our community so that we can take some of the pressure off the heavy use systems.
So from a financial standpoint, we know it costs about $80 a day to house someone in the Ada County Jail. So if you're housing someone for 2 days, that's $160 of taxpayer money. Now keep multiplying that.
Exactly.
And so, it's the officer time getting them there and the court time. I mean, it's just.
And the public defender and the prosecutor. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's expensive. It's about I think one of the dramatic numbers in Spokane was it's about $1,000 a person that you move out of the system.
And so we know financially, what about safety for our community?
The people that we're working with, most of these crimes are crimes based on homelessness. It's not a dangerous group. The people who are on felony probation, they've been within this community already and are hopefully trying to work it out. So it doesn't really change. We're not keeping people who are very dangerous mm-hmm. out on the street. That's not the focus of this court. This court is very much, well, Monday meetups. It's misdemeanor mostly. But we also have support
other
for
programs,
those.
You
exactly.
Said. Very quickly, I do have a listener email from Carrie wondering about Ada County paramedics, Boise Fire Department. She says sometimes they are those first responders. Will they be a part of Monday meetup?
Yeah, well, they don't need to be a part of Monday meetup as much as they need to know what's going on because they can divert someone to us. If they get a call, they can bring them over to us, and we can get them the support and services. That's what they do in Spokane. Instead of having that person get into an ambulance or be taken to ER, if it's something that they just need a little support, they can divert them to us. So we hope to actually reduce the count for every one of those high users that's using any of those.
And that goes back to finances, if we don't have to have the paramedics, the Boise Fire Department. I want to thank both of you for coming in today. We have been talking about a new program to help area homeless people. It is called Monday Meetup. Thank you to my guests, Jody Peterson with Boise's Interfaith Sanctuary, and Judge Dan Steckel, a magistrate judge in Ada County in Idaho's 4th Judicial District. And Jody, I'm running out of time, but very quickly, big award coming to Interfaith Sanctuary today.
Yeah, we are. We were selected by the Boise State University School of Public Service to receive the Commitment to Idaho Award for our work at Interfaith Sanctuary.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we're very, very honored.
Thank you to both of you.